在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello again, and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 14th of May, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Andorra.My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I will be bringing you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in particular, we're continuing with our series of Getting to Know the Planet Through English. Let's find out about some of the fascinating countries around the world. Let's improve our knowledge and our English at the same time. So here we go. Beginners.Andorra is one of the smallest countries in Europe. It is high up in the Pyrenees. If you look at the map of Europe, you can see that it lies exactly between France and Spain. It is a very mountainous area that has spectacular views. Though it is snow-covered for 6 months of the year, summers are warm and dry. Its capital is Andorra la Vella.Its area is about 174 square miles, and its population is close to 80,000. Though Catalan is the official language, there are many French and Spanish speakers as well. The river Valira splits into two and flows south, travelling through valleys and gorges. Several things make Andorra very famous. First, it is a tourist destination.About 12 million tourists go there every year. Wow! That is a huge amount of income and traffic for a relatively small place. Most of the tourists go to ski. A lot of mountain climbing takes place all around, especially on the highest peak, which is called Coma Pedrosa, at just under 10,000 feet. It's a healthy place to live. In fact,Secondly, it is the country that has the highest life expectancy, 85 years. Advanced. The history of Andorra is interesting because of its geographical situation. The original tribe of Andorra was apparently the Andosinos, who lived in the area for thousands of years. In 1278, the government was shared between Spain and France, but then in the 16th century, control was handed over to France.However, in 1993, the first democratic elections were held and the General Council of the Valleys was set up. Because Andorra is protected by both Spain and France, each has a representative on the council. About 1 in 5 people are Andorran citizens. The rest are mainly French or Spanish. Though tourism is the main source of income, and a tremendous one at that, there are others.Hydroelectricity is sold to Catalunya, and banking is also big business. One benefit of being a tourist in the area is that goods are tax-free. It is a tax haven. Among the crops that are grown, tobacco is successfully turned into cigars and cigarettes. Many of the villagers are also farmers, having their cattle, sheep and goats graze on the plentiful upland meadows.Well, I hope this was useful and interesting. It's quite a fascinating place. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at acupofenglish@live.com and feel free to download the text at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next week, bye-bye.